Fiat. August 6, 1938. Exchange of life between the divine will and the human. Victory of Jesus. There is no greater offense than subtracting oneself from the divine will, the speaking creation, divine heartbeat and breath, necessity for God to speak to the creature. I feel the need to give myself continuously to the divine will. I'm like the little baby girl who looks for the lap of her mother to take refuge in her, to be safe and all abandoned in her arms. But as I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of my will, you seek refuge in me, and I seek refuge in you, to enjoy my creature and rest in her, so that her love may defend me from all the offenses of the creatures. You must know that every time the creature enters into my will to do her acts, I give her my divine life, while she gives me her human life. Therefore, she is endowed with as many divine lives for as many acts as she has done in my will. And I remain honored and glorified, surrounded by many human lives. In fact, an act in my will must be complete. I give all of myself. I hold nothing back of my supreme being. And she gives me the whole of her human being. What good does the creature not receive then, by possessing many of my divine lives? And that she keeps repeating her acts, so many of my lives are added, and I give her the virtue of bilocating her life, to be able to say, as many lives as I gave her, so many did she give to me. I can say that I find all my contentment only when I see her giving me her life in each instant, to be able to give mine. To see her giving me her human will is my greatest triumph. And taken by love, I sing my victory, a victory that cost me my life, and a wait of about 6,000 years, during which I longed with so much yearning and bitter and ardent sighs for the return of the human will into mine. So, having obtained it, I feel the need to rest and to sing my victory. Therefore, there is no joy more beautiful than she can give me than living in my will, nor is there a greater sorrow she can give me than subtracting herself from it, because I feel offended in all created things. In fact, my will is present everywhere and in every place, and I feel the offense reach me in the sun, in the wind, in the sky, and even inside my womb. To see the great gift of the human will, which I gave to the creature, and which was to serve for the exchange of love and life between me and her, being converted into a deadly weapon to wound me. What pain! Now, the creature who comes to live in my will is the medicine, the balm, and the opium that makes so harsh a pain disappear. How can I not give all of myself in her power then, and give her whatever she wants? And then he added, "My love for the creature who lives in my fiat is such that just as she feels the need to breathe, to nourish herself, to move, so do I feel the need to form one single life with her. In fact, since she lives in my will makes of her my breath, my heartbeat, my motion, my food. See then how much I need her permanent union with me and inside of me. Otherwise, I would feel the breath, the motion, the heartbeat, and the food of my love missing on the part of the whole creation. Oh, how bad I would feel. In fact, one who lives in my will is present inside our Supreme Being. She is the speaking, moving, palpitating creation who, in the name of all created things, brings us the nourishment of love that all should give us. We can say that our love nourishes all created things. Therefore, we feel the need to receive the requital of love, so as not to remain on an empty stomach. And only one who lives in our will, who embraces everything and loves us for all, can requite us by nourishing us with her love. How beautiful it is to see the creature gathering our love spread throughout the whole creation, as well as our love which was not received by human ingratitude, and bringing it to us, to give us the nourishment of love in the name of everything and of everyone. She forms the enchantment of the whole heaven, and we call her our welcomed, the bear of all our works, the requital of our love, in whom we can repeat our wonders. Then, with more tender affection, he added, "My daughter, our love for one who lives in our divine fiat is such that while a mother can be without her daughter, it is easier for her to separate. We cannot. Our will unites her to us, transforms her in us, makes her want what we want and do what we do. As she enters into it, so does my will carry her everywhere, giving her a place in all created things, to keep her everywhere and in all places, always united, synchronized with it, and to tell her in how many ways it has loved her. To be without her is impossible for us. In order to do it, we would have to separate from our will, but we cannot do this either. Therefore, I give her a place in the starry sky, and oh, how beautiful it is to keep her with me in that azure vault, in that interminable expanse of heavens, such that no one can see where they end. I tell her the story of our eternal love, which has no beginning, nor can it end or undergo mutation. And since our love never ceases, we take the creature from all sides, from above, from below, from the right and from the left, to dot her with our love. And just as the heavens cover and hide the whole world under their vault dotted with stars, to keep it sheltered and covered, so does our immutable love, more than heavens, keep everyone covered and hidden within the heaven of our love. We feel the need to tell the creature how much and in how many ways we love her, loving her and letting her know how much we do, in order to be loved back, forms the refreshment of our love. And that she loves us, even though she is small, yet we feel she gives us back a heaven of love. And with her repeated acts of love, we feel as though being dotted by many stars which pour upon us love, love, love. See then, how necessary it is for our love to give her a place in each created thing, to tell her the distinct love story that each created thing contains. I give her a place in the sun, and oh, how many things I tell her about our Supreme Being, about our inaccessible light that invests everything with its ardent love. It invests and then it hides in each fiber of the heart, in each thought and word. With my light, I embalm, I purify, I embellish the creature, and I form in her, with my light, more than sun, my life of love. And she feels my light, and by way of light, she wants to enter into the inmost hiding places of our Supreme Being, to love us and to be loved. How beautiful it is to find one who loves us. Our love finds its refuge, its rest, its outpouring, its requital. Therefore, we give her place everywhere, because in each created thing, we have one of our love secrets to tell her. How many things we still have to say. But if the creature does not live in our will, she will not understand us, forcing us into silence. You must know that as the creature does her acts in my will, many suns rise. And since one act in my will is so great that it cannot be without doing good to all, these rising suns rise into the midst of the people, and to some they bring the kiss of light, to others strength, for some they dispel the darkness, for others they prepare the way, and still others they call back to good with a strong voice of light. An act in my will cannot be without producing great goods. As the sun rises at the horizon, it runs with its light to make itself light for each eye. It runs and matures the plants. It gives color to the flowers. It purifies the air. It gives itself to all. It can be said, it renews and rejuvenates the earth, forming its joy, its feast. So, if the sun did not rise, the earth would wear mourning and would burst into tears. More than sun is an act in my will. Its light runs and does good to all. It renews and rejuvenates all in its light, except for those who would not want to receive it. And even if they did not want to receive it, they are forced to receive the good of its light, just as those who would not want to receive the light of the sun. They are forced, by the might of the light, to feel its heat. Such is the might of an act in my fiat. It cannot be without operating prodigies of grace and of incalculable goods. Therefore, one who lives in our will does everything, embraces everyone, and gives us everything. If we want love, she gives us love. If we want glory, she gives us glory. If we want to speak, we have someone who listens to us. If we want to do great works, we have the one in whom to do them, and who will requite us. This is why I want you always in our will. Never go out of it.